tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again, everyone. Elf Frankmer here at the Tracking Center at the North Pole reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It has been a little more than 7.5 hours since Santa launched from the North Pole, and we're tracking him now over coastal areas of Australia. Joining us once again from a chaser sleigh following Santa is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, can you confirm your location?
You know I can, Frank. We are indeed over Australia at this very second, but you know, Australia is a very big place, Frank.
Yes, Crash, we understand that. I have it on good authority from both the North Pole Post Office and the Department of North Pole Security that there are many children in Australia still sending in letters to Santa, and many more who are secret spies working for Santa down there, sending in reports, even Santa trackers as well.
I can see the numbers too, Frank, and you're right, the response from Australia all day long has just been tremendous. Santa is so very appreciative of all the support and information.
Is he seeing a problem with deliveries because some of these kids are not in bed, Crash?
Well, not really, Frank. These kids just seem to know when Santa is close. They hop into bed and shut those eyes real quick. Santa hasn't had a single problem so far.
We love seeing a plan come together, Crash. Thanks for that report. And that's the latest from the Tracking Center at the North Pole. To recap, Santa is in Australia at this very moment. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.